Welcome in to Scoops with DannyMac.com and my weekly conversation with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Lots to get into, from the hiring full-time of Mike Schilt, the defense, they've cleaned it up. Adam Wainwright, what's next? 22 wins in August. What a run for the St. Louis Cardinals. All that and more is coming up. This is brought to you by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. You need groceries, think local, think Schnucks, and Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. During all Cardinals baseball games, there's drink and food specials, Monday night football specials, college football specials, and if you're a fantasy football player, make sure and have your draft at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's our chance to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Mondays with Mo, and it's a look back at the week that was and also the week ahead. The big news concerning Mike Schilt. He is now the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, let's talk about the decision. Why now with Mike Schilt?
You know, I've heard that question a lot, and candidly, I'm a little surprised that it keeps coming up. And you know, first off, I think, you know, you look at the success of this club, and from a public viewpoint, it's just been working. And then when you have the internal view that we get to see, his ability to pull the coaches together, his ability to get the players believing and understanding the message that he wants out there. So I think from an organizational standpoint, that he's been able to unify what's happening in that clubhouse has been very impressive. And so, you know, when you think about Jose Oquendo going out and advocating for him, you think about all the players that came to me and said, you know, this is the guy. To me, it became a very simple decision to make. But in, as far as timing goes, I think if we had waited, I think if we go into October, we would have had to open this up to a search, and one that I think would end up in the same place. But reality was, I think it gave a lot of people downstairs the confidence that to know that Mike is the right person for this. And you know, I think there were so many people that were so happy for him, I'm being one of them, that, you know, I think the message to have happen before we turn the calendar to September made a lot of sense. And, you know, hopefully we can continue on the run we're on.
Do you think, Mo, in baseball terms and around Major League Baseball, concerning the folks that you walk with and talk to, that if he would have continued to have this kind of success, and let's just say he makes a run in October, did you see a thing where an aspect of this where other teams might be interested, knowing what a baseball lifer he is, good tactician, what he's done in St. Louis, that maybe other openings, he's the kind of guy that is going to get interviewed?
Well, certainly having 2.5 months of success with the St. Louis Cardinals is not going to hurt your resume.
Yeah.
But I do think when 29 other teams, and obviously not all 29 clubs would be looking for either a manager or maybe a bench coach. But I do feel like Mike Schilt and the Cardinals were an ideal marriage. Whereas, you know, you start going outside of here, I think that might have been a more difficult sell. We obviously have much more internal knowledge of what Mike's skill sets are. I think an outsider could certainly have some appreciation for it, but they're not going to know what we know. And so I do think it might have been a little bit more difficult for him to actually contribute at the level he is here somewhere else. But you never know.
You never know. Mentioned during the press conference, and for fans that don't know, you're the one that hired him all the way back in 2003 and then eventually groomed him to move up in the system. Just the personal satisfaction for you, someone you bring in, you groom him, watch him grow, and now to this point, what is it like for you?
You know, when I hear that phrase grooming, I like to think about when employees start, you sort of have an understanding of their trajectory. And what I mean by that is almost everybody starts at a level where it's almost a modest contribution. In other words, they're getting an entry-level opportunity to show what they can do. Mike Schilt was one of those individuals, and there have been many others that I've seen come through here that have the ability to just get things done, that when you ask them to do something, not only do they do it, but they do it well. And when I think back to Schilty in those early stages of his career, he was someone that was a sponge to try to understand how and why player development works the way it does. And who did he tap into? George Kissel, Mark Dejean, Tony La Russa, and many others I'm leaving out. But my point here is he wanted to really understand how round the wheel was. In other words, could it get better, or was it working at full throttle? And he has the ability to grasp that at an early age. And obviously, if you look at his progression through, I always knew whatever job you gave him, he'd be just fine at. And whether that was going to be a field coordinator someday, whether that was going to be a farm director someday, or maybe a major league manager someday. And I always had confidence in him in a leadership role because he always exhibited those types of skills.
We saw that initially the team started to play well, but then you got 22 wins in August. Did you see the team playing this well and coming together to get to this level?
You know, I always believed in this team, and I think back to, first off, you know, Bill DeWitt's comments on, you know, we feel we have talent to win. And a lot of people sort of snickered at that, and they're like, no, you don't. but he and I really kind of believed that. We felt like this team, if it was clicking, could win. And so, you know, when you look at the St. Louis Cardinals April, May versus how we look today, obviously a lot of faces have changed. Obviously we've had this injection of youth. And because of that, it's been a fun team to watch. But, you know, Mike Schilt certainly deserves credit for where we are today. But so do the coaches. So do the players. And I think when you look at it in an aggregate sense, you can see why you can believe in this club. And, you know, playing at the clip you just mentioned in the month of August, that's hard to replicate. But it certainly shows you what the team is capable of doing. And so as we look to September, you know, it's going to be an exciting month. And obviously, you think back to some of those years where it looked a lot more daunting than it does now, and we were still able to do it. So I think there should be some level of optimism in this community, and I think when you're around town, you feel it.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. The defense has been cleaned up, and it seems like it almost happened overnight. There were some sloppy games in the beginning of the year, sloppy games last year too. But Mike Schilt said that's a point that we're going to make of emphasis to clean this thing up. From your seat, how do you see him, and how do you see the team being able to do that fairly quickly as we go through the final couple of months and then obviously this month here?
Well, again, when you talk about Mike Schilt, he's very process-oriented. He's someone that is very strategic in how he thinks. And so when he's first dealing with a problem, he's trying to figure out the ideal solution. And so Schilty's smart. He taps into Jose Oquendo. He taps into Ollie Marmol. He taps into Willie McGee. And his expectations from them are to move the needle. And they have the ability to talk, speak, communicate with the players, and they've been reactionary to it in a positive way. And so, again, I think when you think about the way he thinks about solving problems, it's very logical, and it makes sense. And more importantly, it's worked.
It's an interesting month around baseball with call-ups. And then for you, it's really interesting because you have a championship club at Memphis, potential championship club, with the St. Louis Cardinals. So how delicate is that, Mo, in balancing, you know, obviously everything's to win at this level, but when you have guys down in the minor leagues that are contributing that can help here, you know, how do you balance the two?
Well, when you
know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely. And I think it's a great question. But, maybe the easier way to think about it is opportunity for you, meaning you're a player and you're playing at double A. And if the season ended and no one was going to the postseason, the season would end. Instead, because of September call-ups, we will take some players from the Memphis roster, which then gives opportunity to some of our younger players to go up and compete with Memphis. I think when I first sort of understood this grasp it, is back when Albert Pujols had that amazing year in Peoria and then subsequently got promoted to Potomac. Potomac's season ended, and we didn't have any place to send him other than to Memphis. And then he went on and hit one of the probably the loudest home runs ever hit at Memphis to date, and made his presence known. And I think, you know, he took advantage of the opportunities he was given that year, didn't just settle at Peoria, but ended up at AAA, which is, you know, knocking the door at the big league level. And the same thing can be said here. So what I always tell Gary Larocque, Mike Gersh, and that group is, you know, I don't want Memphis to be naked. They've earned the right to compete. But let's try to manage this in a sense of where we're not hurting the Major League Club by not being over-aggressive with our promotions, but we're not hurting Memphis either. And so there's a balance there, but it is going to create some opportunity from those double-A players.
Two-part question about Jose Martinez. One, were you getting a lot of inquiries around the trade deadline on Jose? And two, if you can get into that. And two, this guy may win a batting title. I mean, this is amazing. Did you see that coming out of Jose Martinez?
Well, a couple things. One is, we always thought he was a great offensive player. We acquired him because we thought his bat had upside. Now, we've all got to watch it for now almost 2 years, and so I don't think any of us are non-believers. Now, you know, obviously, I think when he was playing first base, it was getting a little frustrating for him. But now that he's back in the outfield, he just seems more comfortable, and obviously, it's worked. In terms of the trading deadline topic and were we going to move him, were we not, it boils down to where were we at that time, right? And so, as I've always said to you, my responsibility is to understand, like, what's our best alternative? What should we do to possibly improve the club, whether it's for tomorrow or for a year from now? And so listening to what people thought of Jose versus us keeping him versus trading him, obviously we decided to keep him. And you know, we didn't feel compelled to move him just to move him. You know, we knew we had to move someone in the outfield. That was part of the calculus going into the trading deadline, because we wanted to free up time to get Bader in there, to find some at-bats for O'Neill. And so that's why we did trade Tommy Pham. But, you know, when I think back to late July, you know, we were an open book because we didn't know where we were going to be on September 1. You know, I'm glad the decisions we made, because they look smart now.
A couple of things just to wrap it up. Some injury updates. Jed Jerko, Colton Wong. How about those two?
Those guys are close. I would imagine when their 10 days are up, they'll be activated. So I'm excited about that. You know, I think when we have both guys on the field, we're a little bit of a different club in the sense of, you know, Colton's defensive skills this year have really shown. I think from an offensive standpoint, he's had a breakout year, gives you a good at-bat. And I think Jed's been steady at third. And so I think getting those guys back in the lineup would be helpful.
And then for what you know right now, as we speak on this Monday morning, Michael Wacha, Adam Wainwright, and just an update on those two.
Yeah, I had a brief conversation with Mad Dog late Sunday, and we're going to probably have Wacha throw another bullpen on Tuesday and then reevaluate from there.
And Adam Wainwright?
Adam is a conversation we still need to have, but the likelihood will be probably sometime after the off day.
Pretty good, though, what he's done at the minor league level.
It's been great. You know, he's certainly done everything you could ask, and, you know, we're running out of minor league schedule anyway, so it might just make the most sense to bring him here.
Thanks so much, Mo. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.